Hello, everybody. This is D-Bates with my first ATS podcast. My first podcast anywhere, actually. So, no fancy music. I don't have any cool intros like Magic has, but anyways, this is me. Hang out on ATS every now and then. You may have seen me around, maybe not. A little bit about myself, I guess, first. I live in the Dallas area in the big state of Texas, best state in the union. Sorry for all of you who disagree out there. The real Texas article, born in Texas and everything. So, well, I don't have a cowboy hat or boots, so then maybe again I'm not the real genuine Texas article. Don't own a horse or anything like that. What everyone else thinks of Texas whenever they're not here. So I live in the Dallas area, a software developer, and when I'm not working on programs, I'm working on web pages on the side for fun, or on ATS, probably. Why did I start hanging out on ATS, besides the fact that half of the internet is just boring stuff that you can read the same thing on every other site? I think originally I was looking at some energy articles that was discussing, you know, how much oil we have left, whether or not there's a, you know, going to be any kind of oil shortage. Yeah, I guess all of this plays into, you know, the 9/11 thing where we're being attacked and then we send our armies over there and take over Iraq, and, you know, for what reason? I do understand that, you know, Saddam being somewhat of a threat, but I just don't see it as enough of a threat to where we have to send a couple hundred thousand troops over there to take them out and take over the whole place. I could kind of see the Afghanistan thing. I mean, there does seem to be a little bit of a tie, definitely, between that and September 11th. I mean, the president had to do something, obviously, right? Because, you know, you've got the public that wants something done. You know, we've just been attacked. We've got to do some kind of retaliation. We can't just sit here and be helpless. So I understand all that. But then here we are invading Iraq, and I'm not completely opposed to the war and all, but it just seems a little over the top. So, you know, I'm investigating, you know, possibly the possibility of us being over there purposely, you know, just for the energy purposes, to secure our oil future. And from what I understand, you know, the United States oil supply is still in a decline since the 70s, so, you know, we have to get it from somewhere, and we're not going to quit using cars or airplanes or anything else that uses gas anytime soon, so we need our oil, that's for sure. So I'm looking up articles on oil and energy supply, and after looking at a couple of there's a few other interesting sites, but then I ran into ATS, and I started liking it right away, especially when they started doing the news on ATSNN. That was definitely pretty interesting. And the reason I actually joined the site was I would see something interesting, like an article, and I would think, hey, you know, that was a pretty interesting site back there. They should have put that on their news page. I'm surprised they missed that. So it wasn't too long. I mean, I had probably looked at the site off and on for 6 months or so, but it wasn't too long after the news was up that I started thinking, you know, they should post that as a news article. So there I was, signing up as a member, submitting news articles. And I don't really remember how many I did exactly, but I had quite a few. It's a little harder to submit them now. Spare time's not always as easy to come by as it used to be, but I even had one article where I actually emailed some people from the Institute and Analysis for Global Security, at some energy firm that specializes in energy security, and I had a little interview with him, our own little, I guess you would call it an exclusive. So that was kind of interesting. Looking back on that now, that did not exactly work out perfect, because it was, look at the date that I posted that. It was on April 1st of 2004, and I think maybe now that had, maybe someone thought it was an April Fool's joke that we thought they were running out of oil. Anyways, it's all good. So, I've been enjoying everybody else's podcast. And maybe I'll jump on here again some other time soon and say something else. Do a little more conversation on the our energy supply. I guess I haven't completely sold over to the alien side of ATS yet. I know quite a few of y'all have, so keep it up. You never know. Find something out there one day, but and the stories are interesting, but I'm going to stick with reading the a little more concrete side of ATS for now, at least. Oh, but the, I do have to say lately, especially since this last, I guess it's been a year now, whenever, since I became a moderator and start, you know, looking through the forums you're supposed to moderate. So I have diversified the subjects that I look at. There's quite a bit of interesting stuff, and you'll find yourself, you know, looking through a forum just to make sure that there's nothing crazy going on in there, and then you find yourself reading the topic, and then you find yourself replying to the topic, and then before you know it, you're like right in the middle of the whole thread, you know. Like, no, wait a minute, and then, you know, you'll be spending time researching this topic that you had, you know, no clue or no interest in earlier, and so just because you're not interested in the topic, I guess you probably should be browsing around and see what all else is out there, because there's more information on this site than you have time to read or time to investigate. So if only there were more hours in the day, or less work hours or something like that, I guess it would work out better. Anyways, enough of my rambling for now. I'll get off of this and go find something else to do. Maybe I'll post again here pretty soon, so everybody keep doing what they're doing out there. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Great work submitting all those news stories and finding all those odds and end conspiracy type stories that everyone's so great at digging up. And I'll be in touch with you all soon.